This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, David Knight is in the InfoWars News Room studios in Austin, Texas. Roger Stone is joining us via his Skype connection. I'm not sure if he's in New York or Florida. We'll find out in a moment. And I'm joining you via telephone. These are such incredibly historic times. I keep hammering that because we are seeing the final implosion of MSM. They have no credibility. They are so delusional, seeing they believe they have no natural predators in the media landscape like dodo birds. They believe they can put out lies and not have somebody counter them. And the way everything they do now turns to crap. We've all heard of a Midas touch. Well, these people have a horse manure touch. So, David Knight, great job co-hosting and traffic copying this amazing transmission. We've got the fourth hour with Roger Stone joining us. Again, thank you for a great job. In 60 seconds, any other key points?
Well, thank you, Alex. One of the things that I think has emerged, we didn't get to the Obamacare points, but Donald Trump says he's going to very quickly repeal and simultaneously or soon after replace the insurance issues of people who are left up in the air with Obamacare. But the Republicans are trying to delay this as much as possible, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to sit around and, cut bait. He's going to start fishing from day one.
Well, that's right. He understands not just that it's the right thing to do, but if he delivers or even tries to deliver, he will return confidence to the government, confidence to the executive branch, and will restore the republic. A lot of media goes, oh, it's an oxymoron. Alex says the government's corrupt, but he likes Trump. Yeah, I'm not anti-government. They believe their own propaganda. I'm anti-corrupt, big, giant, unconstitutional government. I love our republic, and as Benjamin Franklin said, it's a republic, and I'd like to try to keep it. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, what an amazing crew back in Austin, Texas. We've got six clips coming up in this hour. I'm only going to host a few more minutes into the next segment and introduce Roger Stone. We haven't gotten to the Obamacare clip yet, but I think when we start the next segment, the most important clip to get to is when he calls out fake news, CNN, and says, no, you never let us respond. You're not going to get to respond. You're not real news. You're fake. Is this not? We're going to break in 1 minute, Roger, but I believe you're there. I can't see you because I'm on the road via phone. I believe this is their Waterloo. I mean, they're still going to have some death throes, but I think this is the demarcation line, Roger.
Thanks, Alex. I'm delighted to be back with you. I'm in an undisclosed location in sunny South Florida.
And this has been one of the most... I want to ask you historically. I mean, do you think this is the moment when MSM finally completely implodes?
Well, through their own hand here, because what they have done is so ridiculously ham-handed and obvious, and so obviously fake news, that it's they're just disillusioning more and more of the people who see them trying to manipulate events. The entire Russian hacking meme that has been the drumbeat first of the Clinton campaign and then of the 17 individual intelligence agencies all headed by political appointees who are partisans. The investigation and rummaging through this issue by John McCain. And now news that a U.S. senator took what is obviously a fabricated document. By the way, if the British intelligence agent who wrote this, allegedly, wants our respect, perhaps he should learn how to spell. This document has these wild accusations regarding Donald Trump. It provides no dates.
And I'm going to hand the baton to Roger Stone. He's got a list of the epic press conference today, which is really a routing of MSM. It's all posted at InfoWars.com and StoneColdTruth.com as well. He has basically finished his book. That's exciting news as well. This is a big fourth hour today. This is history. I keep saying history. Because make no mistake, history is passing in front of us, and we're all part of it. And that's why I want to salute the crew and everybody else. This is an amazing time to be alive. And again, on the other side of this break, I will hand the baton to Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, Alex Jones here. I'm about to hand the baton to the rest of the hour to my good friend Roger Stone, who is a very humble man, but let me tell you, behind the scenes, he has been a powerhouse for the restoration of this republic. Now, I keep using the term history or historical or epic, and I don't use that, you know, that term because I've run out of words. That's the time we're in. History is happening to our left, to our right, in front of us, behind us, below us, above us, 360, everywhere. This is a major sea change atmosphere. And basically, it's almost all good. We've had so much bad. We've had so much tyranny, so much corruption, so much evil, so much pedophilia, just all the lies. The evil wars, the support of radical Islam has been intensifying and intensifying, and the elites recruited more and more people like themselves into power until we hit such rock bottom that now I can clearly say, and I'm sure of it, and other historians are pointing it out, that we are beginning the ascent back up. That doesn't mean there's going to be serious battles. It doesn't mean things are going to be perfect. It doesn't mean, like communists, we're offering some utopia. But huge things are happening. We are BuzzFeed and CNN and McCain and the U.S. Senate running with this fake report last week, complaining about criticism on Russian TV of Hillary, calling that a hack, claiming they have the IP address of the Russians, where they did it. I mean, that's a total frame-up. All of this amateur garbage, this latest report that's been out for over a year that has misspellings in it and looks like a 12-year-old wrote it on purpose as a setup, it shows the delusion and really shows how pathetic the current crop of people are. But here's the key psychology. I'm going to play a clip and go to Stone. The elites don't believe that they can be beaten. That's why they only intensify their actions that got them to this place. The true definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, believing you're going to get different results. And so that's why they've gone into pure hysteria with 9 days out. There is no telling what they're going to pull now because everything exponentially gets crazier. So whereas we're winning the info war, whereas they're completely discrediting themselves, whereas Donald Trump's over-the-top press conference this morning that should go down in history as the moment that a real man stood up against the forces of bullying and disinformation. The media for decades, mainstream media, operated with no opposition, as Roger Stone's pointed out hundreds of times on this show. But now they're up against opposition that isn't just as big. We're bigger together. We have a track record of history. We're aggressive. We have energy. We have a sexy ideology of freedom and property and free association and true, you know, libertarian ideas. And the elite now are in full panic, but they've been operating like they could just get up and challenge people and lie about people together forever. But now they're in an atmosphere where they're actually outgunned. Before, they had air superiority to drop lies on us all day. That's over. Now we are beginning to get the air superiority, and we're keeping each other honest. We're a wide spectrum of people of every race, color, and creed who want freedom, and it's unstoppable. Their attempt to censor the internet, their cyber attacks on Drudge and on Roger Stone and on myself and on Trump only intensify the awakening of good people inside our own government, inside our intelligence agencies, and inside major corporations. The lies they've heaped on us only serve as badges of honor. So here's the final analysis, and I'm handing the baton over to Roger Stone. The next 9 days is critical. We all know that. It'll still be a hard fight after that, but we have the moral high ground. And I see this as Napoleon's Waterloo, Hitler's Stalingrad. What we saw with this weakened, demoralized MSM coming out with P-Gate is the final nail in the coffin. There'll still be fragments of the enemy. They're still going to be a serious foe. But I tell you, this is so devastating to see their credibility go from zero to now negative after they lost the election, after they got caught in all these lies, after they got caught lying in the polls, after they got caught fixing things and giving Hillary the questions beforehand, after they got caught with Jerry Epstein and the pedophile airplane trying to put all this on Trump, the fake lawsuits against Trump. All of it is now blowing up in their face. It's an incredible moment. And to see Trump as the president say, "You're fake news, CNN. I'm not going to go to you." And to have them say, "But you talked about us. We deserve equal time," after decades of them not giving equal time to people like Roger Stone. The clip's coming up in a moment. I'm going to let him introduce the CNN clip where he puts them in their place. But first, Roger, do you concur with this analysis?
Modesta and how it didn't mean what they said it did.
Well, my friend, I'm gonna hand the baton to you. Thank you so much for all your work. It's got to be satisfying to see this happen, but we're not out of the woods yet. Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone.
Alex, thank you so much for letting me join you. Epic, there's really no other word for it. What has transpired here is the tipping point has been reached. The monopoly on political information that was held by the old order through the two cable networks and the three broadcast networks has finally been broken. With more and more and younger voters taking advantage of the technological revolution of getting their information on their handheld device, they have created an audience, a massive audience, for real media, for people doing real reporting and real investigative journalism. Now, those entities don't have big corporate multi-billion dollar corporation sponsors like the old media, but the shift has taken place. Voters are getting their information now from a broader cross-section of sources, and when they read Breitbart, or when they see InfoWars, or when they read the Daily Caller, or when they follow Matt Drudge, their eyes are open to a world they didn't know existed. Now, the mainstream media has gone into spasms, because they see themselves losing control, and now they remove any bounds of what we used to call journalism. Ben Smith at BuzzFeed. To his credit, they said in their breaking story that none of this information regarding Trump and illicit sex and the Russians and blackmail was verified or confirmed, or if any substantiation or proof had ever been produced, which it has not. But that did not stop CNN from grabbing it and breaking it into the mainstream. Wild allegations against Donald Trump, none of which are true. If for no other reason, believe me, I've known Donald Trump for 40 years. He's much too smart to ever put himself into that kind of a compromising situation. He knows when he goes into somebody else's building that he's like, or taped, so he would never do that. And this is the wild last gasp, BuzzFeed. I mean, in all honesty, Ben Smith is trying to drive people to cute videos of kittens. But this is not journalism. This is fake news. And then CNN, the worst of the fake news offenders, they take this narrative and they make it respectable. What I find most alarming here, frankly, is the role of John McCain. The idea that a U.S. senator would go out and get a report and turn it over to the federal government that is clearly a fabrication makes McCain's motives, I think, painfully obvious. The other point here, if I may, was this circus that John McCain conducted before the Armed Services Committee. This was, I think, a true lesson in how the agency works. The CIA, the FBI, the National Security Agency, prepared a special report for the president that made the case that that Vladimir Putin personally directed an effort to hack the American election to the benefit of Donald J. Trump. And it says, let me read from the New York Post, a great newspaper, no evidence was presented to back up the conclusions, which officials saying that information had to remain secret. The document's conclusions are identical to the highly classified assessment, including the full supporting information, including special specific intelligence on key elements of the influence campaign, the report said. So they're telling this again, this exists. If you listen to the testimony in Senator McCain's hearing, this is an assessment by the CIA. This is a briefing from the CIA. In other words, the guys who lied about Benghazi, lied about Iran-Contra, lied about Vietnam, lied about the Kennedy assassination, lied about what happened in Guatemala, those guys, they say the Russians did it, as if they are honest brokers here. The heads of these intelligence services serve at the pleasure of Barack Obama. They are all globalists to begin with. That's how they
got
to where
they are. Sorry to cut in. I just wanted to let you know that that Alex asked us to skip the break so that you'll have more time for this segment.
All right. Terrific. So you are in this fantasy world in which the intelligence agencies have repeatedly beat this talking point from the Clinton campaign about Russian hacking. They have yet to produce an iota of proof. no Republican on the House or Senate Intelligence Committee, people who are qualified to see classified documents, classified information under some circumstances, has been shown proof of this alleged Russian hacking. Now CNN has blown this issue out of all proportion, and I do think that the manner in which the mass media jumped on this only days before the president's inauguration is disgraceful. Trump's performance today was an A+. I was very proud of him. It was Ronald Reagan like in its quality. It was Jack Kennedy like in its humor. It was Trump like in its bluntness. He is committed to peace with Russia, not war. And if he can have a good relationship with Putin, and that allows us to live in peace and perhaps use our money instead of building bombs and missiles to rebuild our bridges and our roads and our schools and our hospitals, well, Donald Trump thinks that would be a good thing. And perhaps we can team up to take on ISIS. The neocons who have really been at the center of of power, whether it was Bush or Clinton or Bush or surprisingly then Obama, and who the insiders had picked either Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton for the next neocon adventurist globalist American president. And unfortunately for the established order, an American came along who is a real American, a real New Yorker, somebody with the American spirit of confidence. Obamacare, can't repeal it? Let's see that clip. I mean, they asked Trump, it can't be done? Ask Donald Trump. Now that's, you know, I think an instinct. Have we got that clip?
You're going to be very, very proud, as not only the media and reporters, you're going to be very proud of what we put forth having to do with health care. Obamacare is a complete and total disaster. They can say what they want. They can guide you any way they want to guide you. In some cases, they guide you incorrectly. In most cases, you realize what's happened. It's imploding as we sit. Some states have over 100% increase, and 17, and I said this 2 years ago, 17 is going to be the bad year. It's going to be catastrophic. Frankly, we could sit back, and it was a thought from a political standpoint, but it wouldn't be fair to the people. We could sit back and wait and watch and criticize, and we could be a Chuck Schumer and sit back and criticize it, and people would come, they would come, begging to us, please, we have to do something about Obamacare. We don't want to own it. We don't want to own it politically. They own it right now. So the easiest thing would be to let it implode in 17, and believe me, we'd get pretty much whatever we wanted, but it would take a long time. We're going to be submitting as soon as our secretary is approved, almost simultaneously, shortly thereafter, a plan. It'll be repeal and replace. It will be essentially simultaneously. It will be various segments, you understand, but will most likely be on the same day or the same week, but probably the same day, could be the same hour. So we're going to do repeal and replace. Very complicated stuff. And we're going to get a health bill passed. We're going to get health care taken care of in this country. You have deductibles that are so high that after people go broke paying their premiums, which are going through the roof, the health care can't even be used by them because the deductibles are so high. Obamacare is the Democrats' problem. We are going to take the problem off the shelves for them. We're doing them a tremendous service by doing it. We could sit back and let them hang with it. We are doing the Democrats a great service. So as soon as our secretary is approved, and gets into the office, we'll be filing a plan. And it was actually pretty accurately reported today, the New York Times. And the plan will be repeal and replace Obamacare. We're going to have a health care that is far less expensive and far better.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones is the All wildly right. popular.
So that was pretty extraordinary. The real point here, of course, is that Trump gets the big picture, and he's going to push back against the fake news, against CNN, particularly the New York Times, the Washington Post, anyone who is out there trying to dictate a narrative that is detrimental to both Trump and the country. Trump's clearly going to call them out. Look at this piece with Jim Acosta of CNN.
Information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are. And as far as CNN going out of their way to build it up. And by the way, we just found out I was coming down. Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm. It was just reported that it wasn't this Michael Cohen they were talking about. So all night long, it's Michael Cohen. I said, I want to see your passport. He brings his passport to my office. I say, hey, wait a minute. He didn't leave the country. He wasn't out of the country. Dad, Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with. Michael Cohen.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you say categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir.
All right. There it is. There it is. Donald J. Trump, the gut puncher. An extraordinary clip there. I think it shows you how Trump is going to push back against the media. I want to talk to you for just a moment about how you can both help the fight for freedom, help keep the independent investigative journalism here at Infowars.com, which has really been on the cutting edge of the Trump campaign and the inside story of how this momentous election happened. And at the same time, you can benefit yourself incredibly. I have recently been ill, which I'm feeling much better, I'm happy to say. But without the silver bullet product specifically, the silver colloidal product sold at the InfoWars store, as well as the DNA Force, which is actually back in stock, I don't think I would have been as quickly back on my feet. These products really work. I rely on them. In my case, I have taken herbs and supplements. I've been treated with acupuncture and Eastern medicine for 50, 60 years. I have used a variety of these natural products, and I can tell you, Alex Jones doesn't put anything for sale at his store that he doesn't have thousands and thousands of people saying, Alex, this stuff really works. A colleague of mine was a reporter. Because of that, he was sitting down all day. He developed prostate problems. He went to an expensive urologist. The urologist essentially said, well, there's not much we can do for you other than put you on painkillers. I recommended Prostagard, and his problem literally disappeared in a few days. So, folks, there are specials on these products at InfoWars store now. I really urge you to take advantage of a lot of the discounts that are up. You can help the fight for freedom and stand tall with InfoWars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What could be more perfect music for me? ZZ Top? Well, guys, three guys made a lot of music for just three pieces. Some real hardcore Texas guitar there. Outstanding. I'm back with you. Happy to sit in for my friend Alex Jones while he's on vacation. It's an epic day. Truly, I think, a historic day. We are at the tipping point here in terms of the forces of liberty, the forces of freedom, the forces against globalism on the rise. A savior, a champion has arisen from the most unlikeliest place. As I write in my upcoming book, The Making of the President in 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated an American Revolution, it was former President Richard Nixon who first realized the possibilities of a Trump presidency. Trump has nobody to, I should say, no one deserves credit for this victory more than he does. This was a marathon in which he took on all the derision and the massive spending and the beating that he took from the mainstream media, and he persevered. So I asked you, having just turned in the manuscript of 149,000 words to Skyhorse, this book should be out around the 31st of January, and it really, I think, is the definitive account of how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset in American times. Now, to a certain extent, I've had deja vu all over again. Just prior to the vote of the Electoral College, who pops up again but John Podesta, claiming incorrectly that I both knew in advance of the hacking of his email and the claim that because I predicted an onslaught from WikiLeaks and Assange, an onslaught that actually took place, that I must have known in advance about the content of that. So I say again that in August of the election year, one must remember the context. Paul Manafort is under relentless phony attack by the Clinton people. I am well aware of Podesta's money laundering activities in Eastern Europe through my own network of sources. I produce a major story to which I refer at Stone Cold Truth regarding money laundering, the Russian mob, and the Podesta brothers. And none of that information demonstrably comes from WikiLeaks. Strike one. Strike two. On October 5th, I say that Assange is going to unload on Hillary, that her campaign is over. Well, the beginning of the end is over. I base this, as I have said 1,000 times, on a comment by a mutual friend who has been in communications with Assange and is also in communications with me. And what I am told is that he has unspecified political dynamite, information that will roil the race and could adversely affect Hillary Clinton. Now, if one will go on the public record, Assange has said that on the record several times just prior to my receiving this message. That does not mean that I at any time knew the substance of his disclosures, the timing of his disclosures. He did announce on the 5th that he would, a little Marco Rubio there for you. He did disclose that he would take part as it went forward. So this is, again, Assange said he would have 10 releases, I believe, on October 5th. One a week for 10 weeks, and he was good to his word. But the insinuation that I had any advanced knowledge of content or timing is also false. Now, my problem here is, yet again, that all of these arguments were made by Mr. Podesta and amplified by the mainstream media, who afford me no opportunity to respond. They lose the election. The Electoral College is over. Trump's forming a cabinet. And now Podesta goes back to the Washington Post and recycles the same crap again. It was false then. It is false now. Yet, if one will go on Twitter or Facebook, they will see the mindless bots paid for by George Soros, run by that pathetic loser, David Brock, constantly saying over and over again, Roger Stone knew, this is proof that Trump, that Stone told his friend Trump, as one news organ just flatly said, as Mr. Podesta said, and they reported, Stone could have told Trump or must have told Trump. Stone didn't tell Trump because Stone didn't know anything. Yet another opportunity to clarify that. Yet if you go on Twitter, you'll see mindless bots. Roger Stone knew. Alex Jones was, I mean, it is sophomoric what we have come to. I hope that many of you are planning to go to the inauguration. the thing to have is the Trump is my president t-shirt, which you can grab at InfoWars. Now, the night of the deplorable, and we'll talk a little more about that later, which is kind of the people's celebration of the Trump victory. This is where the hardcore are going to gather. Alex Jones is speaking. I'm honored to have been asked to speak. The great Mike Cernovich, a good lineup of pro-liberty, pro-Trump, Trump-supporting Americans. It's going to be a great event. In all honesty, we have gotten intelligence reports of radical organizations talking about disrupting this event, harassing attendees, using Alinsky tactics, throwing baggies of Clorox or urine, trying to incite violence, confusion. First of all, let me assure those of you who are going to the ball, there will be adequate security and precautions are being made so we can have a peaceful assembly in the celebration of the Trump victory. This is, I think, part and parcel of a much broader and more dangerous effort that is afoot. And that is to turn Washington, D.C. into Chicago 1968. This is what I think the radical left and Soros, whose checkbook seems to be endless, have an appetite for. So we're talking about massive disruption, people laying down in the streets, people chaining themselves to public accommodations, people assaulting people coming off of public transportation, agitating, trying to create a crisis atmosphere, tear gas canisters we think will be deployed, other poisons could be deployed. This is an attempt at anarchy and to mar what I think is shaping up to be a great, although be it somewhat disorganized, inaugural. The president now going to drop by three inaugural balls by tradition. This is where Jack Kennedy dazzled everybody without a hat. And a parade, of course, as is traditional. The swearing-in, most Americans don't realize, is not controlled by President-elect Trump or his entourage. It is controlled by the U.S. Congress. It's a federal proceeding. The Trump entourage gets a certain set number of seated and standing tickets for the swearing-in ceremony. But the Congress awards some of these to the public. They award some of them, not award them, but they give them to the Supreme Court, to the U.S. Senate, obviously, to members of the House, to former members of the House, to the diplomatic corps, and so on. We are hoping for good weather, which is really the key to a great inaugural. We have not had great weather in recent inaugurals, and it can be very bitter in Washington during this time. So if you are coming, number one, take your silver bullet, because that stuff, I think, really pumps up your immunity. But wear a warm coat, wear a hat. Ladies, fur is okay. We're Republicans. It's perfectly all right. I think it's going to be a great, great celebration. And I think it's going to be very ad hoc. There's a Great America ball that is more low cost on the 20th, as well as all these official events. I think there are still plans for a pro-Trump counter-protest at the Washington Monument. The National Park Service is arguing with activists who we are friendly with. There will be entertainment at the deplorable. So, by all means, this kind of revolution only happens once a millennium. This is it for the United States. This is our last best hope for freedom. We are either going to continue down the path of the neocon globalists, whose real sin is not that they ran the country into the ditch, not that they robbed the American people of their wealth and their prosperity and their security. It's that they and their cronies made millions, if not billions, while causing this misery to the American people. So we're not talking just about inefficient or incompetent government. We're talking about greed, the ideology of the Bush-Clinton-Bush combine, and their elitist friends and followers at the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission or any of these elitist foreign policy organizations where you have old money and old intelligence ties, they have finally worn out their welcome with the American people. The shifting paradigm here is based on the fact that for the first time in this election, a majority of voters has finally realized that the mainstream media's job is to cover up for the establishment, not report on them. You see, this is the exact reverse of Watergate. In Watergate, Richard Nixon and his men did some illegal things, and they kept a lid on them for almost a year. But the Washington Post and the New York Times both engaged in very aggressive investigative reporting. Tip of the hat to Senator Rubio. In this case, you have the failed intelligence agencies trying desperately for the last time to push a narrative on the American people, which is no longer possible. The shift in media attention of the American people has led directly to a revolution that they could not foresee. Now, they hysterically try to restore their grip, but it's too late. The forces of freedom and a reformer who is outside their elitist clique has become president. Let us look at the next president of the United States here for a moment.
Do you trust your U.S. intelligence officials? And what do you say to foreign policy experts who say you're actually weakening national security by waging this war of words against that community?
Intelligence agencies are vital and very, very important. We are going to be putting in, as you know, Mr. Pompeo and others, you know the senator, Dan Coats, we're going to be putting in some outstanding people. Within 90 days, they're going to be coming back to me with a major report on hacking. I want them to cover this situation. I also want them, however, to cover maybe most importantly, because we're hacked by everybody. That includes Russia and China and everybody. Go ahead.
You said just now that you believe that Russia indeed was responsible for the hacking of the DNC and John Podesta's emails, etc.
But you know what? Could have been others also.
But why did you spend weeks undermining the U.S. intelligence community before simply getting the facts and then making a public statement?
Well, I think it's pretty sad when intelligence reports get leaked out to the press. I think it's pretty sad. First of all, it's illegal. You know, these are classified and certified meetings and reports. I'll tell you what does happen. I have many meetings with intelligence, and every time I meet, people are reading about it. Somebody's leaking it out.
There you go, the unvarnished Donald Trump, who I think gets it. They lied about Benghazi. They lied about Iran-Contra. They lied about the Vietnam War. They lied about the Kennedy assassination. They lied about the coups in Guatemala and what they did in Chile. The CIA is about lying. And in this particular case, the fact that the drumbeat is being led by the CIA director, John Brennan, a man who converted from Catholicism to radical Wahhabism, a man who speaks the language and has a long history of activity in the American Communist Party. The man, I believe, cleansed Barack Obama's passport records in his reelection campaign. This nutcase is among those saying, the Russians hacked it. He's a partisan. He's a hack. And Trump needs to replace him. Then you have Mike Morrell, the former acting director, another guy in the cheerleading saying the Russians hacked the election. This is the same guy who lied about Benghazi, and he's now on the payroll of some Clinton-connected PR firm. He's a stooge. Why would anyone believe him? Yeah, another hack. These are the intelligence experts who are giving us this line of bull. And 29% of the people are buying it and no one else.
You know, I've been hearing more and more about a thing called fake news, and they're talking about people that go and say all sorts of things. But I will tell you, some of the media outlets that I deal with are fake news, more so than anybody. I could name them, but I won't bother. But you have a few sitting right in front of us. So they're very, very dishonest people. But I think it's just something we're going to have to live with. I guess the advantage I have is that I can speak back. When it happens to somebody that doesn't have this, doesn't have that kind of a megaphone, they can't speak back. It's a very sad thing. I've seen people destroyed. I've seen people absolutely destroyed. And I think it's very unfair. So all I can ask for is honest reporters. Yes.
There you have it. Donald Trump right in the face, right in the grill of the fake news. We'll be right back. It's InfoWars.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And just keep telling me how much time I have left. Welcome back. You've got a feisty Donald Trump on the attack, taking on the old crumbling media to their face, calling them out as being fake news, as they launch this over the top, totally unsubstantiated, faux allegation. Now, I know Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization, vice president, I think general counsel. He's a good man. He's a friend of mine. He has been unfairly accused of something he had nothing to do with. It's outrageous that his name has been dragged through the mud. He's a very, very able man. It's just outrageous. It is also incredible that Trump is being this aggressive. Let's look at him today. This is Reagan quality leadership.
When I leave our country, I'm a very high profile person, would you say? I am extremely careful. I'm surrounded by bodyguards. I'm surrounded by people. And I always tell them, anywhere, but I always tell them, if I'm leaving this country, be very careful. Because in your hotel rooms, and no matter where you go, you're going to probably have cameras. I'm not referring just to Russia, but I would certainly put them in that category. And number one, I hope you're going to be good anyway. But in those rooms, you have cameras in the strangest places. Cameras that are so small with modern technology, you can't see them and you won't know. You better be careful or you'll be watching yourself on nightly television. I tell this to people all the time. I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. Moscow, the Moscow area, did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful, because you don't want to see yourself in television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over.
There again, Donald Trump, a man of, I think, extreme sophistication, always been realistic about security precautions, a man of great discretion and savvy. That's why this charge that he partied with a group of women who either urinated on him or for him is an outrageous insult. This is a fabrication. I have known the man personally for 40 years. I've known his I knew his parents well. Fred and Mary, attended both of their funerals. I knew his brother-in-law, John Barry, a very able Republican lawyer in New Jersey. And I am a good friend of Judge Marianne Trump Barry, who is a fine jurist put on the bench by Ronald Reagan. I know the Trump character. Yes, he is a man with an eye for beautiful women, but these charges are not him. It is not something that he would do. These are as bogus as the trumped up fake Epstein rape charges, which collapsed at the end of the campaign. A woman who alleged, without her name ever being used, that she had been raped by Epstein and Trump together in Epstein's home. Zero chance. And, of course, as you probably know, the woman in question disappeared from sight at the end of the campaign and withdrew her lawsuit. This was the last line of defense of the Clintonistas, who knew in the Epstein issue, Bill had real liability. So that's the inside story. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars, and I will see you in a few days. In the meantime, stand tall for the Trump revolution. You're at the cutting edge of the resistance here at InfoWars.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.